It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25. We're going to continue once again with verse 41, and we're going to just read down to the end of the chapter there. And so just please open your Bible and prepare for the study. Going to be in a lot of areas of the Scripture today. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. I'd like to call us, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many studies there. Constitution is there. The plan of salvation is presented. Please, that you would look at our site. I'd love for you to spend some time there. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either will work just fine. And so please, that you open your Bibles now, prepare for the study. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, from everlasting into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer unto them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. What a beautiful verses of Scripture. I'll begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to enjoy the precious Word of God. It is a joy. It's a privilege, Father, to be able to open your precious Word and be led by your Spirit through this study. So please, that you would guide and lead us today. And Father, you know that we're going to have quite a lengthy conversation today concerning hell, concerning the place of torment. Please, Father, please, through your Spirit, touch the hearts of the folks that are listening, that they will acknowledge, they will recognize that there is this place of torment, place of hell, Hades. Please, Lord, just guide and lead us now through this study. Many verses of Scripture, your Word we're going to look at. So guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We need to recognize that as we look at this verse 41, and again, it is not the works. If you have been with us before, you'll realize or recognize that what we're talking about here is that during the tribulation period, those that are born again, they will be the only ones that's going to have a heart for the Jews. And that's who he's talking about here. When it speaks of when I was hungry, you gave me no meat. They did not care what happened to the Jews, what happened to Israel. And so it's not that the works are a part of it, but the works are a result of salvation. If you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, trust him as your personal Savior, your heart changes. And you're going to have a love and a heart for Israel, for the Jews. You can sense, you can tell, you can identify very quickly those that are born again if they have a love for the Jews. Now, that's not the only qualification, because you need to trust in Jesus as your Savior. But if you do not like the Jews, If you despise the Jews, that is evidence that you are not born again. Because if you're born again, you will love the Jews. You will love Israel. But if you do not love Israel, if you despise Israel, if you hate Israel, then that's proof that you are not born again, and you're going to this place that we're studying right here. I want you to understand that very simply, very clearly. Now, as we look at this, hell, its location, we looked at Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, when it speaks of Christ holds the keys of hell and death. Before Christ's resurrection from the dead, the devil held those keys. We look back to Hebrews chapter 2, and now we're going to begin with Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and so please that you, I hope that you can look through your Bible and enjoy the study by reading it with me. It's so important that you see these words and let the Holy Spirit convict your heart, show you that you're a sinner and you need to be saved, or show you that you are saved and you're enjoying the wonderful study of the Word of God. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things." I think the Word of God is telling us very clearly there, upon the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, upon him being buried, put in the sepulcher, and for 3 days, and then he rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, he is the first of the resurrection. He went down into the place called paradise, or Abraham's bosom, and emptied that place out. He took all those that died trusting in the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and took them home to heaven. They could not go to heaven. They could not go to his eternal home until he had finished this work. And he finished that upon the cross of Calvary. Now, next to that is a place referred to many times by many folks as hell, the place of torment. That's where you will go, or anyone that does not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm talking by faith alone, believing he can save you, believing that he can take your sins away and set you free. You believe that Jesus died and took your sins away, he will save you. But don't attach it to any works. Nothing. As we just spoke here back in Matthew, the result of the feeding and clothing and visiting and all the things that are a part of this text here, that was a result of a heart change. They come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and were born again. So they desired to help Israel. They desired to help the Jews. If your heart isn't changed, then you may like the Jews, you may call them God's people, but you will not have a love for them. When you are born again, you will have a heart and a love for the nation of Israel, for the Jews. As I stated earlier, if you despise the Jews, if you have no love for them, that is proof that you are not born again. You're not saved. I don't care how many times you've been baptized. I don't care how many times you've said the words. Because if your heart is not set upon a love for Israel, you are not saved. You're not born again. There's many times that we have evidence of folks that are or are not born again. This is one of them. And so please understand that. Now, we have just read that back in Ephesians. Now we're going to go over here to Numbers. Back in the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 16, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and then we find Numbers. I hope you know your Bible. I hope you enjoy studying your Bible. Numbers chapter 16. Numbers chapter 16. We're going to look at verse 28. And Moses said, "Herein ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these things, for I have not done them in mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that pertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord." And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking, that all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. What happened here, and we're not going to go back, we could go back into the 15th chapter, but what we're looking at here is a situation where they questioned that God had appointed Moses, and then Moses for Aaron to be the high priest, and they questioned that. And so that's kind of where we started reading when we started there at the 28th verse. It says, "Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things, for I have not done them on my own, in my own mind." And you see, it's very important that a pastor is called by the Lord to a congregation, to a church, to preach the gospel. It is not something that you should do on your own. It should be a calling, and a calling from the Holy Spirit, and the only way that can take place if you are born again. And many preachers today are not saved. Many preachers today deny the Word of God. Many preachers today are there as a occupation and not as serving the Lord and called of the Lord. And so as we look at this here, and we find that there are many that followed after Korah, and as they did, why, they paid the price. And as we look at these verses of Scripture here, there was another group that was with them. And now they that died in the plague, because there was also a plague involved with this, were 14,700 besides them that died about the matter of Korah. In other words, the earth swallowed them up. And so it's very important that, number one, we follow after the Lord, and we listen to his call, and we are obedient to what he wants us to do as a believer. But my point is that there is a hell, and if you'll notice, it opened up, and they go down quickly into the pit. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up in their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods went straight to hell, went straight to that place of torment, to the center of the earth. Let's go to Psalms, because I want you to understand this place is literal. It is not a spiritual place. It is a literal place. And these people physically went right into the place of torment. Let's go to Psalms chapter 16. Many today, many preachers today, many today deny the very existence of hell or the place of torment. Psalm 16, verses 9 and 10. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. We know, as I read first back up here in Ephesians, what the Lord Jesus performed, the act of going down into the place of paradise, because there are two, and we have read that concerning the two different sections, the rich man and Lazarus. We've read that, we've studied that, and concerning the great gulf fixed between, the rich man wanted Lazarus to dip his fingers and just touch his tongue. He was so tormented in this place. This place is in the center of the earth. It's in the center of the earth. Paradise was there. It has been emptied out. Now, when a person leaves this life through death, through the physical death, then spiritually your soul goes somewhere. Your spirit goes somewhere. It goes to heaven to be in the presence of Jesus, or goes to the place of torment back where the rich man is. And we find, as we just read concerning Korah and him following that action. All right, let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts. And at the same time, what we just read here in Psalms was prophesied that the Lord would go down there, but he was not kept down there. And so it's a joy to read this precious word. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 25 through 28. And David speaketh concerning him, I foreknew the Lord always before my face, for he is my right hand, that I should not be removed. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. And again, the joy that we're going to be in his presence, so we're not even going to remain in the place of paradise. We are going home with him into his eternal home, which is a joy. But we find that the Lord Jesus Christ, before he ascended, he descended first, went down, and I believe that he emptied out this place called paradise. Again, we read from Ephesians concerning the descending into the lower parts of the earth, identifying where we're located. And as we looked at Psalm 16, we read there 9 and 10. And now let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. We're in the 25th chapter, but we're going to go back to chapter 12. Of Matthew. Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. Matthew 12, 38. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Now, it's a joy to read those verses of Scripture, as so many do not believe that there is a hell. They also do not believe in the book of Jonah. Jonah, the Lord Jesus himself, spoke of Jonah and how that he was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Once again, we're back into the heart of the earth, the two chambers, the two sections, the place of torment, the place of paradise. And as we've already said, I believe that the place of paradise has been emptied out because we no longer go down there. We go straight into heaven because Jesus is the first resurrection and he has finished it. But hell continues to grow, and we're going to read that. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. In other words, if you live that life. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself. Now, a point that was made, because many people speak of the grave and how the grave and hell, or the place of torment, are one of the same. And so when we die, that's it. That's speaking of the grave. This spoke here of being enlarged. The graves today are not enlarged. They're the same size they've always been. Oh, yes, you can have a big sepulcher. You can have a large burial plot, but your body only takes so much room as it always has. But hell, on the other hand, I believe was enlarged, and I believe it was enlarged when the Lord Jesus emptied out paradise. He emptied that out, took them home. Hell was enlarged, or the place of torment was enlarged for all those that would enter into that cursed place. We got some examples here, just a little bit, of Abraham and Isaac, and I thought this was interesting. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 25. Genesis 25. Genesis 25, verse 8. And then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man full of years, and was gathered to his people. Now, that's not talking about a funeral service. Abraham went home to those that died before him that were saved. That died before him that were saved. Because, you see, he still went into the place of paradise. Remember the rich man Lazarus, Abraham's bosom. Let's go to chapter 35 of Genesis, because we'll look at Isaac. And you might want to hold this back in chapter 25, because we're going to go back there. Genesis 35, 29. Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. Isn't that something? Abraham was gathered unto his people. The same. We're talking about going home to the place of paradise where those that died in the Lord Jesus. And again, Jesus had not come yet. Jesus is 1,700 years away from coming. But they knew the Messiah was promised, because it's promised back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. They knew the Messiah was coming. And if you've studied the book of Genesis, you'll realize that Abraham met the pre-incarnate Christ when he dealt with Lot, with others. I just thought that was very interesting to look at how that the Lord chose to speak to that gathered to his people. Because you see, I will be gathered to my people. And I'm not talking about my family. If my family is saved, then they'll be there. If they died without the Lord Jesus, they won't. But I'll be amongst my people, those that are born again. What a joy. Revelation. Revelation chapter 9. Verse 1 and 2. We're still talking about the location of paradise, the location of the place of torment. The fifth angel sounded. This is Revelation 9:1. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Once again, very evident, it is in the center of the earth. Revelation chapter 9. Let's go to chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 11. The third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast in his image," in other words, the devil, "and receive his mark in the forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." Once again, the smoke, torment ascendeth up forever and ever, the smoke of their torment, the tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels. There is a hell. There is a place of torment. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20. I'm sorry, chapter 19 first. 19 verse 20. "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image." And again, we're talking about the devil himself. "These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone." The lake of fire, chapter 20, verse 11. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, in which the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in them, which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." It is real, eternal. and eternal is the same as everlasting, and that's hell. That's the place of fire, the place of torment. My dear friend, please, your name needs to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Trust in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?